All right, we've got Giants and Rockies coming up today. It is Logan Webb on the hill and Chichi Gonzalez for the Colorado Rockies. The Giants win yesterday 3-1 over the Rockies. They're 4-3 and off to a very, very nice start in this 2021 season. Joining us now, Bill Nowlin. He's from Cambridge, Mass. He's one of the first fans to the mound, believe it or not, when Jim Lonborg from Stanford induced the final out and the Red Sox won the 1967 pennant. He was elected Sabres vice president in 2004, Sabre vice president in 2004, and reelected for five more terms before stepping down in 2016. He's written full biographies of Johnny Pesky, Tom Yawkey, and he's edited more than 100 books, mostly about baseball. The book that he edited, and I'm happy to have him on today, is Perspectives on 42, Jackie Robinson. And it's edited by Bill and Glenn Sparks. Bill, a pleasure to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, no, the book is, and Bruce Jenkins and I were just talking about it. Why don't you describe a little bit of what it is that you edited and put together? Because there are some very special essays in here that I've really enjoyed.
Sure. It's a publication, Sabre, the Society for American Baseball Research. We're a nonprofit that turns 50 years old this year. We are some 6,000 members altogether at the moment, a little bit more than 6,000. And we put together about 8 or 9 books a year. I help edit a number of them. This book is comprised of 75 articles written by 54 different Sabre members. It's a very big collaborative effort. 34 of them are game stories about Jackie Robinson games, specific games that he played that were like standout games one way or another. But there are another 40 articles that are about just different looks at him and his career. There's a full biography of Rachel Robinson in there and one of Jackie, but many other articles, one about him being an athlete at UCLA, another about his service as a cavalry officer during World War II. There's one on his time with the Kansas City Monarchs, another on his year that he spent with the Montreal Royals. We have another article on the time he was spent in Havana, Cuba, during spring training one year. There's a whole variety of different articles looking at his baseball career historically, a couple of analytical articles, and different perspectives, as we call it, on the cover.
Bill Nowlin is with us, N-O-W-L-I-N. Bill, how would someone get this book? I know it's put out by Sabre. If someone wanted a copy of this book, which is really excellent, and it covers all the subjects you just talked about and many more, you really learn about Jackie Robinson, who he was as a man, as a ball player, as a military man, as a father and a husband. How would somebody get the book?
Right now, the best way is to go to Amazon, not to call out one particular company, because I do hope people support their local bookstores. It will be you're getting an advanced discussion here, folks. The book is going to be published on April 15th, so that's why I mentioned Amazon. It's not even up on the Sabre website yet, but as of the 15th, it'll be at sabre.org, S-A-B-R.org, and that would be the place I'd recommend to get it ultimately.
Okay, I'm glad you brought it up. We have the Book Tree in Montclair. David is an independent bookstore, and he can get anything. So we love having authors on and talking about baseball books, and then David can procure it for whoever needs it. So Perspectives on 42, Amazon, Book Tree in Montclair, or eventually the Sabre website. What are some of your favorites? I know you touched on a number of them. Any jump out at you that you could share with us that gives insight into Jackie?
Well, one of my favorites is because I wrote it.
Okay.
It's about his stealing home plate. That impressed me. During the course of his career, he stole home plate 19 times. I mean,
wow.
You got lucky to see anybody do it once in a season these years. But he got caught a few times, but he successfully stole home 19 different times. And if he wasn't successful in stealing, sometimes he would just jump around on the, off third base and distract the pitchers. He unnerved a few of them. He prompted a few balks. He was a very smart base runner. There was even one time I came across where he allowed himself intentionally to get hit by a batted ball. The reason was that the Dodgers were, they had a 1-0 lead. It was obviously a very close game. They had the bases loaded. There was one out, and he was on first base running towards second. He could see the ball was going to be a double play ball. So he got in front of it, allowed himself to be hit. He was out, but the bases were still loaded because the batter, you know, made it to first base on the play, and Roy Campanella was up next with the bases loaded.
Well, I see, when I look at these things and stories like that, what I like about this book, you know, because he's an icon, and we think about social justice and what he put up with and all that. His impact in the game as a player was unbelievable, the things that he did. For, you know, if you didn't have the other side of the racial issue and everything he stood for, just watching this baseball player was incredible. And I saw him play in Brooklyn. I mean, I was there at Ebbets Field, and I have this image of him coming down the line at third base. The pitcher was in a windup, and he would come down 40 feet, 50 feet, and stop. And you didn't know what was going to happen. And I'll never forget it. I have that indelible image of the way he ran the bases. But he did things. Dodgers had to have spring training out of the country because of Jackie, didn't they?
Yeah, and they had some problems early years. One time he was went to Sanford, Florida, when the Dodgers were – some of their team was in Sanford somewhere in Daytona Beach for spring training. And he was basically – they told him to get out of town. It took tremendous courage to do what he did. And that's one of the reasons I think that Branch Rickey saw him as a former military officer that didn't hesitate to stand up for his own rights while he was in the military. But we talk about being a bold base runner, but the courage it took to be the first in terms of integrating what were then called the major leagues.
One of his famous speeches was his last at the World Series in 1972, and he said he wouldn't be satisfied until there was a black person in the coaching box at third base or in the dugout. And coincidentally, on April 8th, which just a couple of days ago, was the anniversary of Frank Robinson, first day as the first black manager of the Cleveland Indians. So it all, this April group of dates sort of come together, being the contract being purchased from Montreal, Frank Robinson, and, of course, April 15th for Jackie. It is a special day, is it not?
Absolutely. I grew up in Boston, and I remain mortified that the Red Sox had the chance to sign him in 1945 and didn't. They had a tryout for him. He did well at the tryout. I actually talked to one of the guys that helped conduct the tryout 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, and he did very well, but they just didn't sign him. And the Red Sox famously were the last team in baseball to integrate with Bumpsy Green from the Bay Area.
Well, that's another anniversary today, Sharon Robinson and Pumpsy Green throughout the first pitch at the Red Sox game in Fenway Park on the 50th anniversary of Jackie getting to the big leagues in 1997. This happened 50, so it's a 50-year anniversary. So Sharon, who I met, and Pumpsy mm-hmm. Green, who I met throughout the first pitch in Fenway, Pumpsy the last to integrate baseball for the Boston Red Sox. Boy, interesting. Isn't it funny how everything comes together?
Yeah, I wish he'd lived a little bit longer to see more of the progress that had been made. Clearly, there's a long way to go still, but he would have been pleased to see Frank Robinson there and see some of the other people get into executive positions within baseball.
Bill Nowlin is with us, Nowlin, former vice president of Sabre, obviously does some good things. And I just happened to see on Twitter that Lenny Green just passed away, an outfielder for the Orioles, the Senators, and the Twins, I believe, and even the Red Sox. And it had you credited doing his Sabre bio. Is that correct?
I've written quite a few bios. One of the things we do in Sabre, we have over 5,500 of them now, former ballplayers, that we've written up 5-, 6-, 7-page biographies that are on that Sabre website. And it's just an all-volunteer effort. His is one of the, I've written a few hundred of them myself.
Yeah, Lenny Green. I remember him, an outfielder. Well, Bill, it's a pleasure having you on.
As Thanks Bruce very much. Jenkins, appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'll say it, and Bruce said it. This book is so unique, and the editing is fabulous because it takes such a wide breadth of information about Jackie. Bill Lasky joins us. Bill, of course, a former major league pitcher. Bill, your thoughts on the perspectives on 42?
Well, I just think the narrative that he was saying, that Bill was talking about going back in time with it, it wasn't just in the big leagues. And I think that just opens up more views of Jackie Robinson. And I think that's the perspective that fans need to look at it, not just what he did in the big leagues, because he was a valuable player on the field as well as in the clubhouse.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. It's thank goodness for April 15th that we remembered. I do it each year. Bruce Jenkins and I have been going back and forth on this for many, many years. So I'm glad baseball acknowledges it, and that we can educate some of the young people in the world, baseball writers included, about what Jackie Robinson really meant to society and to the game of baseball and how spectacular he was as a player. So, Bill, thank you for coming on, and we'll look for the book at the Book Tree or Sabre or on Amazon. Appreciate it.
Thank you all very much.
Okay, Perspectives on 42, Bill Nolan, N-O-W, Nowlin, N-O-W-L-I-N. All right, Bill Lasky and I are going to come back with the great Kerry Crowley. We'll get his thoughts on the game today and some of the things that are coming up in his baseball life on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.